Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and if you'd like to apply to be a guest on the show, just head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to Apply. All right, so today I have Kevin Ward on the line, and he's CEO of WKW Consulting Services and also host of Wisdom Seeker Live. Kevin, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to be on with you, Adam, and I'm looking forward to our time together.
As am I, Kevin, and excited to get into your show as well. So Wisdom Seeker Live, I want to talk about that. I know you've got quite a few episodes, and I definitely want my audience to check that out and to check you out and all the content that you're creating. But before we get into that, we'll start this episode the way that we start them all, with our Mission Matters Minute. So, Kevin, we at Mission Matters, we amplify stories for entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. That's our mission. Kevin, what mission matters to you?
Well, I appreciate that. And, in fact, the very name Mission Matters attracted me to you guys because mission does matter, and it's a very important part that we all need to have understanding of in our life. I'm very big on vision, mission, and values, and mission being the middle part there. And people that don't take the time to find out what their vision is, and then from that establish their mission, quite often are going to wonder, get frustrated, and lack clear direction. The mission is how we carry out our vision, and if we don't have that a plan for that, we're truly missing a great deal of what sparks life and makes things happen. My mission is to use speaking and training and coaching to help people find and reach their potential, whoever they are, because I believe that we all have great potential, and if we find that potential and get a vision for it and then develop and follow a mission, we can go a long way towards getting a lot done and be very, very satisfied in what we're doing, have that sense of fulfillment that other things just simply won't fill in.
Awesome. I'll bring you mission-based individuals on the line to share, you know, why they do what they do and how they're doing, and really so we can all grow together. Where did it all start for you, Kevin? Like, how did you get started as an entrepreneur and in business?
Well, it's interesting. It's been a long journey. I'm not a kid as much as I'd like to think I was. But my first entrepreneurial venture was actually in owning a construction business years and years ago. And then left that for a season. And then about 7 years ago, I jumped back into the entrepreneurial world. And I'm loving it as much as I appreciate the value of being an employee and having some of the benefits of that. At this point in my life, having the entrepreneurial adventure going on and the flexibility with that, the opportunity to do a variety of things. So, I've been at this about 7 years ago. I left with an education nonprofit that I was working with, and looked at, you know, test the market a bit and realized it's time to go back and be an entrepreneur again and better find ways to fulfill my mission.
That's awesome. So, you know, right now we're, you know, as a country, maybe as a nation, as a world, we have a lot of change going on, right? So
yeah.
Whether it's pandemic, there's, you know, displacement, I mean, there's a lot of change. And I guess that's a broad statement because there's always a lot of change. But one of the you know, the common condition that we're experiencing right now is leaving a lot of people, you know, to thinking about what's next for them in life and what's going to, you know, fulfill them. And that doesn't, it could be personal, but as a business show, talking about some of the career side. For those that are out there, you know, considering that entrepreneurial path, you know, because they're looking to do something new, like what kind of advice or what kind of things would you tell them?
Wow. A big thing, and I have coached and advised a lot of different startups and and even established entrepreneurial ventures. And one thing that I keep seeing is that we've got a lot of people with a lot of great ideas, a lot of real big passion, and so on, but they lack having that solid direction that keeps them anchored in the storms we're going through. You know, part of the challenge right now with everything going on is if you don't have a solid direction, solid vision, solid mission, solid set of values, it's really easy not to get caught up in the storm, to get tossed around. And some people don't survive that in terms of their business because they aren't anchored. And that concerns me. I want to see people find that direction and be able to tie into that and ride out the storms, because we're always going to have them in various degrees. So we just have to be ready to ride them out when they get especially bad.
Tell me a little bit more about that concept of having an anchor. Like, what is that? What does that mean to you?
Well, for me, my vision is my anchor. When things get crazy, when, you know, plans and schedules get really wacky, because they do for all of us, I can always come back and center on that vision and say, okay, am I still moving in the direction of that vision? And if I am, that helps me to realign and keep going, knowing that, you know, having confidence that I'm moving in the right way. But sometimes I find out I'm not, that I've gotten off course. And at that point, it's that vision and my mission that helped me to really say, okay, then what has become extraneous and what is part of what I need to continue? And so that, again, that anchors me back and helps me evaluate. And one way I think of it is that it gets us to that 30,000 foot view that so many lack in leadership and their entrepreneurial adventures. They get so caught up in the weeds that they can't see anything, and it becomes even scary at times. So that vision becomes an anchor, a place that I come back to and really say, okay, where am I? Where should I be going? And am I going in that direction? If not, what needs to change?
I want to switch focus here a bit. So WK Consulting Services, tell us a little bit more about your firm, please.
Okay. Yeah, WKW Consulting is a kind of a general purpose term or a title for my company, because at any given point, I may be advising a startup, I may be looking at helping with workforce direction, I might be advising on how to improve leadership, and so it's kind of a generic name in the sense that it allows me the flexibility to do a number of different things as I go along. And I enjoy doing all aspects of it. I've done corporate coaching. I have done individual coaching. At times I do speaking. I just came back from Delhi, India from last week, where I did some speaking at an event there. And so it just gives me flexibility to be able to meet the needs of the people I encounter that ask me to be of assistance.
And so what type of clients, whether it's organizations, whether it's entrepreneurs, like what type of clients do you find typically get the most fit out of working with you and your team?
Good question. I would say probably individuals to maybe very small organizations. I work with several organizations that are 8 to 10 people, and then I like to do individual coaching because it really is very satisfying, because you get the most return most quickly, generally speaking, working with individuals.
Mm-hmm. So kind of tying this back together, we know there's a lot of change going on in the world. We know that the idea, and just recapping some of our conversation, of being mission-based and centered and having that anchor are important. So let's just say that, you know, there's people out there that are kind of they're still out there, maybe just starting out. They don't quite have their vision down. They don't quite have some of these things going for them yet. Like, they're still kind of getting their feet wet. Like, what would you say? Because, and I'll tell you why I'm asking this question. You know, I feel like sometimes people are a little hard on themselves, right? Like, they feel like they have to have it all figured out at one time. Like, I think about, you know, the 20-year-old Adam who thought, this is what my life's going to be. This is what I'm going to do. If you would have told me I was going to be a podcaster, Kevin, come on, man. I didn't know podcasting was around, right? I was a finance guy almost 14 years. Like, there's no, this was not media. Why would I want to write a book? Why would I want to do these things? Like, no, I never would have thought in a million years. I had no want or desire to do that. So sometimes life kind of takes you in a different direction. And in my opinion, like, you know, God's running all this thing. So on that end, like, I mean, what does this say? Like, you know, we make plans and God laughs, right? That's one of my favorites.
Yeah, there you go.
But that being said, if we're, you know, for those younger would-be entrepreneurs, like, what kind of things would you tell them that maybe you would have told the young Kevin that's just getting going?
Well, you're so correct. Don't beat yourself up too much because you don't have it all figured out. It's, first of all, at my age and experience, I don't have it all figured out still. So that perfection is not real. So let go of that.
And I'm scared every time I think I have it figured out, Kevin, then I get scared. Then I start praying. I'm like, oh, something's coming to get me.
Yeah.
God, what's wrong with me? I think I know something. Hold on.
Yeah. It's a scary place to ever think we're even close to knowing everything. And but the other thing is to just be intentional. Be intentional about finding direction in life, purpose. We can do a lot of things. We can even mimic other people and do things like that. But we need to be intentional to understand our own personal design. And I am very much a believer that we have specific design, purposeful design, intelligent design as individuals. And the more we can tie into that, understand that, then we will begin to understand better our purpose in life. And then we can also filter and appreciate the passions we have that are healthy and move us in the right direction, and understand the ones that can kind of lead us astray, because passions are great, but they can also lead us astray if we do not look at them in light of our design and purpose. So just stay intentional. Look to understand your design and purpose. And as you go along, get aligned with it as you understand it at that point. It's not an event. It's a journey. And the other thing that I watch people think is that, okay, to be successful, I've got to reach certain level of attainment, certain status, something like that. And it's a very unfortunate view because it's very discouraging. Success is when we fall down and we get back up. That's success. And when we keep doing that, when we keep getting back up from when we fall down, eventually what we see people experiencing is not success, but reward for their lifetime of getting up from the falling down and the failures. And when you start thinking in those terms, it is a going, you can better survive.
So let's switch focus a bit here. I want to talk about your show. So I love bringing podcasters on the line to share about their shows and why they do what they do. Because I tell you, I was telling you this in the warm up. I haven't met a podcaster I don't like, Kevin. I mean, I'm normally pretty friendly and like everyone for the most part, but other forms of entertainment sometimes don't always, attract individuals that are always easy to get along with. But podcasters, I mean, just so warm, so inviting. I mean, tell us about your show. So Wisdom Seeker Live.
Wisdom Seeker Live was born out of a real passion that I have that we are not supporting and promoting wisdom in our world today. And it was kind of emphasized for me. One of the wisest people that I had in my life was my brother, and I lost him to death coming up on a year and a half ago. And when he passed, I'd been talking about doing the Wisdom Seeker Live podcast, and when he passed, I said, okay, God, I'm getting the message. It's time to step on forward and get it done. And so I started in January a year ago and haven't looked back. Unfortunately, I missed two episodes while I was traveling, but I'm looking forward to getting back to it. But our primary emphasis is there are a lot of life situations that we need to seek together to find wisdom in them, because if we don't find wisdom in what we're doing, we're likely to repeat the same mistakes and especially relationally suffer in our lives, work, family, friends, whatever, because the wisdom when we gain it helps us to really get beyond ourselves and understand the bigger world around us and look at things from, well, the way I like to call it, I like to think that wisdom seeing things through God's eyes.
Wonderful. What has been one of your, and I'll just say as a podcast producer, so we Mission Matters Podcast Network, I mean, we've launched, over 150 shows. And so I may sound biased here when I say everybody should be hosting your show and somebody should be, and everyone should get their message out there. So I always like to ask my podcast host the question, like, what do you like best about running your show?
The people. I have regular participants on the podcast because it's done live stream initially, and interacting with the people and hearing their stories as they begin to find wisdom in their own lives. That's just remarkable, knowing that you've had at least some part in impacting the life of another person in a positive way. For me, nothing can really replace that.
No, that's great. Yeah, I agree with that completely. That's what keeps you going. So you've got quite a few episodes, and you've hit some milestones. How many episodes are you going on now?
Well, let's see. In the Wisdom Seeker podcast, I've been doing this for a year and a half, so 80 or so episodes, and then I do a second podcast with a business partner on Tuesday mornings, and we're at this coming week will be 118 episodes.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I love it. I love the idea of putting out, good energy, putting out episodes and really being of service out there to the world. So I think it's awesome what you're doing. Well, I can tell you, Kevin, first off, it's been amazing having you on the show and getting to know more about WKW Consulting Services and also about your podcast and your ethics and why you do what you do. If somebody wants to connect, they want to follow up and learn more or to follow your content in general, like what's the best way for people to do that?
Well, my primary presence out there is on LinkedIn. And they can find me on LinkedIn. I encourage them. I have put a lot of content out there that helps with what I'm doing. And then if they want to go to my website, wkwconsultingllc.com, and reach out by direct message on LinkedIn. I check that very regularly. So any of those ways work.
Fantastic. And we'll put all that information in the show notes so that our audience can just click on the links and head right on over. And speaking of the audience, if this is your first time listening to a Mission Matters episode or engaging with our platform, we're all about bringing on mission-based entrepreneurs, executives, and experts and having them share, you know, their beliefs, their values, why they do what they do, how they're doing it, so we can all learn and grow from it together. If that's the type of content that speaks to you or is interesting, definitely hit that subscribe button. We have many more mission-based individuals coming up on the line, and we don't want you to miss a thing. Kevin, it's really been a pleasure. Thanks again for coming on the show. Can't wait to the next time. Thank you.
My pleasure, Adam. Thank you.